The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
Dear friends, you've done it. 50% already of our Angel Tree campaign to provide a Christmas gift for girls and boys across America who have a parent incarcerated this Yuletide. Thank you so much. We've still got a couple of weeks to go. If you haven't donated, if you'd like to donate, please make a difference today. $25 gets a Christmas gift to one of these children. There's more than a million of them from their mother or parent, from their mother or father, with a note of love and the gospel. Please make a difference today. $125 changes Christmas for the better for six children. Please go today to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner or call 888-206-2794 to donate today. That's 888-206-2794, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A and the banner at the very top for the Angel Tree campaign. We are back with our first guest of the day, none other than Victor Davis Hanson of Stanford University, the author of so many works, all of them worth your time. The most recent is, of course, The Dying Citizen. You can follow him at VD Hanson. Read his writings, especially at American Greatness. Professor Hanson, on this day of all days, 80 years after Pearl Harbor, would you put into context the current news? We are getting a readout right now from the National Security Advisor on the phone call between the Kremlin and between the current incumbent of the White House. How do you think that call went, and when Biden says there will be significant economic consequences for Russia should it invade Ukraine, how seriously do you think Vlad took that message?
Not very seriously. Biden has a bad habit of talking loudly and carrying a twig. I mean, he's called Putin a killer. He said he's looked in his eyes and there's no soul there. If that's what he feels, that's fine. But it would have been much wiser to be quieter and then have real repercussions. The irony, of course, is they accused Donald Trump of collusion in that hoax. And yet, when mercenaries attacked us in Syria, he just killed 200 of them. He got out of that missile agreement that was asymmetrical. He flooded the world with oil that hurt Russia. And he sold offensive weapons to Ukraine, which Biden and Obama would not do. And I don't think Biden will do it now. And I could go on, but it's very ironic that the president that even Ukraine seemed to be uneasy with Trump, did more for Ukraine and more punitive actions against Putin than any president in memory. And yet he was the object of this hoax that suggested he was a colluder with Putin, whereas Biden has lost all deterrence, partly because of Afghanistan, but also partly the fumes of the Obama-Biden administration when they lost, as you remember, Eastern Ukraine and the Crimea because of the reset policies of Barack Obama and the tell Vlad ease up why I'm up for re-election hot mic that was indicative of that entire policy.
Given that you've written the book The Case for Trump, is it plausible to imagine the current scenario whereby more and more Russian troops are being brought to the border of Ukraine if this were the second Trump term?
No, I think he thought Trump was unpredictable and erratic in the good sense of, for our purposes, that he's capable of doing anything if he's provoked. And I think he feels that Biden is predictably not responsive. And Putin won't do anything unless it's in his interest. And all he's calibrating now, Seb, is not whether we're going to react overwhelmingly. I don't think he thinks we will. But whether he wants to get bogged down in a country of Western Ukraine that's four-fifths Ukrainian, and there's not a lot of Russians there to be a fifth column, and that would be kind of messy. But he's not afraid of NATO or the United States. He's afraid of getting into a huge Afghanistan, like, fighting in the streets of Kiev or something. and he'll have to adjudicate that. And Biden, I think, wants to jawbone, and say, you know, don't do that, don't do that. And then if Putin decides it's not in his interest, quite different from where he fears Biden, because he doesn't, then Biden wants, going into the midterm, to say something like, well, I deterred Putin from going into Ukraine. So he's trying to catch up. I'm not sure he's going to go in there, because I think a lot of people around him are saying if you go into Ukraine, they will probably fight, and it won't be like Crimea. And it'll be like Eastern Ukraine, only on steroids, and it's going to be pretty messy.
I opened today's show playing, of course, the live in infamy speech and discussing the anniversary. And I find it stunning that we seem to be trapped in the same kind of theory of international relations, Gordian knot. There are those who still wish to deny that evil exists, whether it's Tojo's Japan or whether it's a former KGB colonel. Are we really in some chronic hysteresis, condemned to constantly have the same argument as to whether paradise is possible on Earth?
Yeah, I think so. I think every society, Rome, Greece, the Enlightenment, Renaissance, when a society reaches a level of comparative affluence and leisure, then they feel that they have achieved that success because human nature's changed. And then they project their own values and success onto other people's. And they think, well, they're not as wealthy as we are. They're not as affluent only because of, you know, our neglect, or we did something wrong. But then something happens. I mean, the Ottomans take Byzantium or something like that, or Rome falls, or we have Pearl Harbor, and all of a sudden people say, wow, we still have our lizard brains. We're still Neanderthals after all. People respect strength and they mock weakness. And you have to have deterrence to protect the weak. If you don't, you're going to have endless wars. So war's kind of like, I think it breaks out because people are not sure of the relative strength. And that's because of appeasement and lack of deterrence. I mean, by any measure, the United States is so much stronger than Russia. And the NATO alliance is so much stronger than Russian allies. But when Russia looks at us and he sees, wow, Putin thinks, if I had all that power, I would be in Ukraine and on my way to Poland or somewhere.
Right.
But these people have all this power, but they're so scared to stand up to me. So then he has contempt, and that means that leads him into fantasy and to do something stupid, like go into Western Ukraine. And I think that would be, if he went into Western Ukraine and Ukrainians fought him tooth and nail in the streets, then I think at some point people in the West would start pouring in weapons, at least.
What is the best adjective, Professor, for the foreign policy that we are seeing coming out of this administration? Under Obama, there was an acquiescence to multilateralism and trying to make the Europeans happy. Right now, it seems as if just a general lack of interest and an obsession with domestic policy. Is there even a good description for any logic behind today's American foreign policy?
I think it's sort of like Obama's, I would call it gentle decline or easing into decline. The idea that we don't deserve our preeminence, or that we can't achieve it, or that there are other parties that have legitimate claims, so that China will now be either a partner as a superpower with us or superior to us. And we have to prepare the American people that we have limitations, we have redistributive agendas here at home, and we're just not up to it.
Yeah, a continuation of, I think, what my colleague Steve Bannon called managed decline seems to be the flavor of the policy philosophy guiding this administration. We're talking to Professor Victor Davis Hanson. You can follow him at VD Hanson. All of his works are superlative. His most recent is The Dying Citizen. Prior to that, The Case for Trump, but too many to mention. We will be back with Professor Hanson after these messages. I'm Sebastian Gorka, for strategist to President Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Prison Fellowship.
If you've had enough of Chinese tat and garbage, buy American. There is one place where That is all you can purchase, and that's at our internet store, America First. Go to sebgorkastore.com. Everything we sell associated with this show, including my books, including the Let's Go Brandon gear, is made here in the United States. Tell the world what you believe in and get a gift for your friends or family members this Christmas. Go to sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. sebgorkastore.com. We are back with none other than Professor Victor Davis Hanson, the author. Most recently, his newest book is The Dying Citizen. Prior to that, The Second World Wars, The Case for Trump. A fabulous read that I enjoyed very much is The Soul of Battle and Who Killed Homer. Professor Hanson, we've been talking about the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. We've been talking about the discussion with Putin just a moment ago, or between the White House and the Kremlin. Let's talk about domestic affairs for a moment. How significant should we take it, and how much of a threat to body politic done with some kind of normalcy is the raft, the euphoria of subpoenas coming out of the January 6th Commission and the attempt to criminalize conservatism?
I don't think they're going to go anywhere, but they're trying to create a narrative. They're trying to create two narratives. Donald Trump is satanic and he's still a danger. And there was a coup revolution on January 6th. You take away those two items and there's nothing there. They have no other agenda. They lost the Russian collusion hoax. They lost the impeachment frenzy. They can only thrive in periods of frenzy and hysteria. So the woke movement is waning. Joe Biden thought that narrative that Donald Trump killed 350,000 people due to his laxity in COVID, he inherited the vaccinations, the epidemic was over, we were all going to be fine by July, and then the Delta came. And then that narrative was, no, I don't want to go there anymore. That's their attitude. So it's just a narrative. And they don't have anything else. They can't say, look at the border. Look what we did at the border. Look at inflation. It's only, 1 or 2%. Oh, look at the economy. It's booming. Oh, look at the supply chain. It's wonderful. Look at that great logistical victory we had in Afghanistan. So I don't know what else they would talk about, because they got everything they wanted and they created a desert.
How much of an albatross does COVID become, especially when they're tied into this narrative of new variants, Omicron, 17 states? I think as of today, Professor, we still don't have a fatality, but they're trying to justify more mandates. Will this become perhaps the Achilles heel of this administration?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's very ironic, because they gave us a lot of narratives coming in here thinking it was going to be over because they would have the vaccine. Every commander-in-chief is responsible for every person who dies during the pandemic. But more people have died now under Biden. We have to shut down everything. We have to have a total quarantine. It's going to be endless and pandemics. But that was because Donald Trump was president. And now that same policy, he's convinced people, the so-called Karens of his base, that that's the only policy that works, even though it doesn't. And it's hurting Biden. So all of the what was the opposition talking points really have come back in a boomerang fashion to hurt them. And they need to just say, we're going to have variants and variants and variants, but science says that they tend to be a little bit milder, even as they're more infectious. And then we'll have therapeutics. I don't know why we've neglected the whole field of therapeutics and talking about which regimens work and which alleviate symptoms. And it's all been all or nothing on vaccinations. And, that's never really, except in a few cases like polio or smallpox, that's not necessarily been the norm. It surely isn't with influenza and most coronaviruses as well.
Will there ever be a reckoning geopolitically for China's culpability when it comes to COVID, Professor?
Boy, I hope so. But they are so brilliant as propagandists. Anytime you try to raise the issue, they sound like they're woke and that we're racist. You can't. They don't have Russians. Don't have. They don't even come close to Chinese propaganda. With all the students here and joint appointments in universities and et cetera, and everybody in the news, Sebastian, that we see, whether it's Michael Bloomberg or General Milley or LeBron James or Anthony Fauci or Bill Gates, they have one thing in common. They go easy, or they're profiting or partnering with the Chinese.
He is the co-host of the podcast Scholars and Common Sense, along with our other regular guest, Lord Conrad Black and Bill Bennett. Follow him on Twitter at VD Hansen and purchase any one of his books, but especially his most recent, The Dying Citizen. He is, of course, senior fellow with the Hoover Institution, Professor Victor Davis Hansen. Thank you, Professor. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But not just me, people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Whether it's your hip, your knee, your back, whatever it is, you've got to try Relief Factor. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? Do it today. You know it makes sense. Call 800-500-8384 or go to ReliefFactor.com. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Just $19.95 for the 3-day starter pack. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. America First is now available on your TV, and I urge you to check us out now at SalemNewsChannel.com, or you could download the app. You can also watch us on Roku and Fire Stick. Salem News Channel, the antidote to the lying mainstream media. We're winning, guys, aren't we? You look at Virginia, you look at the mama bears at the school boards, but not so fast. We've got some shocking news for you. In fact, video we're going to show with you and our special in-studio guest momentarily. But first things first, have you booked your tickets for our trip to the Holy Land? It's the Stand With Israel tour next November. Yes, we had to nix it this year because of the China virus. We've got our new dates to go to the Holy Land, November 30th to December 9th, with me and my Salem colleague, Dinesh D'Souza. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me. And we're going to all the key sites, the Sea of Galilee, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Wailing Wall, the Dead Sea. You know you want to come with us. Call today, 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Or just go to the StandWithIsraelTour.com. That's StandWithIsraelTour.com. In studio, none other. I don't call her a politician because she's not. She's an American representing the 15th Congressional District of Illinois, Congresswoman Mary Miller. Welcome back to America First.
Why, thank you. I hope that I inspire regular people.
Well, this is what we're all about. I don't want to hang out with politicians. I don't want politicians on my show. I want citizens who just happen to do a little bit of politics, and you're a perfect exemplar. Let's talk about that very disturbing video out of Chicago. This is from the Public Schools Authority that have embraced the insanity of gender politics. Play cut.
One change that will be implemented this school year relates to our school bathrooms. In compliance with new federal guidelines, all CPS students and staff will have fair and equitable access to bathroom facilities that align with their gender identity. We will be providing all schools with updated signage that makes our bathrooms more inclusive. It will identify the fixtures available in each restroom and make it clear that all restrooms are open for use by anyone who feels comfortable. Staff will continue to have staff-only restrooms available to them. This is an incredibly important step to increase gender equity for all, which is why we will be requiring all schools to post this signage by December 1st of this school year.
Now, Mary, I grew up in the UK. For me, that's a Monty Python skit from 40 years ago. Fair and equitable. Don't we just need a men's and a women's toilet?
Yeah, I just, it's outrageous what's happening, but no doubt that they're doing this to be in compliance with the federal guidelines. And I've been having a back and forth on the education committee with the Secretary Cordona. And, you know, he sent out a memo to all public schools saying that if you state that there's two genders, you are guilty of harassment, which means
Teachers, said harassment?
Harassment, which means teachers and other staff can lose their jobs over this. Students can be disciplined for saying there's two genders. So my question to him is, if there aren't two genders, how many genders are there?
Uh-huh.
Which he has refused to answer me on that.
Well, and I'd love to go, if we go beyond, you know, the public schools or, you know, K-12, what about when it's really a matter of life and death? It's a medical school. How many genders are they teaching at a med school? If you want to be a gynecologist, are you preparing to do, what, 58 genders? I mean, this is sheer insanity, isn't it?
Well, and I asked him at the last committee hearing, what are you going to do about teaching biology and genetics in the school? And, of course, they had no answer. They pivot and do all their dancing around, whatever. But the bottom line is we need to empower parents. They need to feel that they can go to school and demand transparency and accountability. These people are not sitting in ivory towers and they're not untouchable. They should have to answer to parents. And, you know, parents want their kids to be smart. We want our kids to be educated. We want them to be proficient in the basics, and we want them to be prepared for life. All of our kids are born with a gift, and we want our kids to get the basics so that they can use those gifts and be productive and creative citizens in United States.
But what is the next step? We look at what happened here in Virginia. I've said it on the show. I met Glenn Youngkin. He came on. Glenn didn't win Virginia. It is the mothers and fathers who stood up the school board meetings and said, stop the racism of CRT. Stop the pedophilic porn, the graphic novels in our school boards being approved in the libraries. And then we have the news just last week, Congresswoman, that the Fairfax County Public School Board has quote-unquote reviewed and said the pedophilic pornographic materials are fine and can be put back into the public schools in front of the children. So what should parents be doing, whether it's Virginia or whether it's Illinois?
Well, first of all, from a federal standpoint as a congresswoman, number one, dismantle the federal Department of Education and return it to the state and local government. The other thing I want to tell people is your school has a name and it's community unit such and such. And the key word there is community. And you take back your community schools. Our schools should be allowed to represent the values of the people that live there. And so if you want to have a transgender community school, fine, but don't cookie cutter the entire nation with your
Decisions should be up to the communities.
Yes. Well, and then we have a place to go. If we don't agree with that, what that community unit's curriculum is, we can go somewhere else. But I do want to say, I met this fantastic woman in a big city, and she found out about, I'm not going to go into detail, an egregious thing that was happening in their public school. So she got a bunch of parents to go to the school board, and they addressed the school board. The school board promptly ignored them.
Mm-hmm.
4 months later was a school board meeting, and guess what? They turned over six seats.
You mean in the next election?
In the next election, and there was only 4 months from when they went to the school board to the school board meeting to the school board election.
Can you stay with us for one more segment?
Sure.
So this is crucial. Please, everybody who's listening, because we have listeners across the nation from California to New York. Guys, yeah, it's cool. It's sexy. I worked in the White House. Being a president is amazing, you know, working for a president or being a congresswoman or a senator. But really, where it begins, where we can make the biggest strides is in the local community.
Yes.
So if you don't like what you are seeing, guess what? Stop moaning. Mm-hmm. Listen to the show, but don't just moan. Don't just gripe. Run for local office, even if it's just the local, you know, library board, but the school board even more so. And if you can't, and there really isn't a reason, then support somebody who is. And that's how we take back this country, one school board at a time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We're talking to Congresswoman Mary Miller. We'll be back in a moment. But first things first, freedomsquare.com is your new digital commonwealth, the patriotic portal designed to unite freedom-loving Americans across the nation. Log on now to create your free personalized dashboard. All of your favorite conservative news sites in one place. All your favorite podcasters, all at your fingertips. Plus, freedomsquare.com is also a resource library constructed for you to learn and teach about America's founding documents. Freedom-loving Americans, you have a new home. Additionally, freedomsquare.com has a business directory to connect patriotic business owners to patriotic customers who do not want to be exploited by Silicon Valley Chinese garbage or anything else that doesn't support this, the greatest nation on God's earth. Join today. It's absolutely free. The new home for all patriots is freedomsquare.com. Log on now and create your personalized dashboard. Join us in the fight for freedom. See you on Freedom Square, freedomsquare.com. Freedom lives here.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
We're going to have former CIA station chief, the one and only Dan Hoffman, with us next to talk about the latest developments with the Kremlin. Also taking your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. If you enjoy America First, support those who make it possible. Great patriots, truth tellers like the extraordinary Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold. They're that good. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. Get up to 66%. Off Mike's incredible line of over 150 products. Go to mypillow.com, use promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. Mypillow.com, promo code GORKA. We're back with Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois 15. Follow her at Rep Mary Miller. Great news concerning this very peculiar organization, the National Association of School Boards, that was used to to provide the justification to target parents across the nation. I think it's up to 17 states have now withdrawn.
I heard 26.
Wow.
I know. And shockingly, Illinois was one of the first ones.
So never give up.
Exactly. I'm hopeful because things are being exposed.
Yes.
This has been going on for a long time. So my oldest daughter's 39. So back when she was 12, someone gave me a copy of the National Teacher Association has an annual convention. Mm-hmm. And they produce a list, I think it was like 3 pages at the time, of their resolutions. And I remember back then, so that would have been over 20 years ago, reading them. And I don't think there was one resolution on there that had to do with academics. It was all leftist agenda. So I've known this for a long time, and I'm grateful that this is being exposed.
Yeah. And nothing for those who say that, well, I can't get involved because that's mm-hmm. politics. Yeah. The left has made everything political, haven't
right.
they?
They have. And I think part of the problem of, well, I understand what it's like to be a mom and try to pay your bills and whatever. You're busy. But the fact is, even in the scriptures, multiple times we're told to stay awake. And we fell asleep. And now
yes.
we got. And plus, we're intimidated. But we need transparency, yeah. accountability, and finally, we need competition. And we need action. So I led a letter to the Illinois School Board Association urging them to withdraw from the National School Board Association. And
they did.
Yay.
All right, guys, listen to this lady. If you don't like the way things are, guess what? The only way it will change mm-hmm. is if you do something about it. It was how our nation was created. Yes. It is the principle of sovereign citizens, mm-hmm. not subjects. Mm-hmm. Make a difference. Follow this lady's example, marymiller.house.gov, and also on Twitter at @RepMaryMiller. Looking exceptionally sparkly today. And she said, why? Well, it's Christmas. And she's absolutely right. Yeah. Thank you for coming in studio. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. We have an incredible guest for the third hour of the show, the person who broke the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story will be with us, Emma Jo Morris. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.